This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How do sleepless nights make pastries even more irresistible than they already are? But first, sun tanning. Super Don, I was never a sun tanner per se, but I would get out in the sun and enjoy being kissed by it, honestly. I've told this story before. There were times in my life where I had to work indoors, you know, like in an office environment. And at lunch, if it was sunny and nice, I would go outside, take my shirt off, not to impress anybody or scare anybody, but just simply because it felt so good to be hugged by the sun. And yet there's great controversy surrounding it. In fact, now I'm seeing people putting pictures up like we're on Tatooine and there are two suns, not just one. I don't know if you've seen those, Super Don. It's getting very confusing out there. No.
I have not seen that, no.
You got to check it out. I don't know if this is Photoshop, but something's going on out there.
Huh.
Yeah, there are patents for like a fake sun, an artificial sun. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, the sunshine is like, what will we have to like shorten the time we're out there if we have two suns and not one? I don't know. But much of our life, Super Don, you and me, we're about the same. Well, okay, you've hit the half century mark now, so we can talk like we're almost the same age.
Oh, okay, all right.
And how much do you remember growing up that they would slather us in sunscreen? Not as much as we were really young, sure. But as it progressed, it became more and more of the thing. Sunscreen for every kid. Stay out of the sun. Get out of the sun. The sun causes cancer.
Totally.
To the point where there's a total obsession about it now. And I see kids being slathered with toxic chemicals that actually cause cancer. They would get more, well, more than any a sunburn would do. And I'm not advocating you go out and get a sunburn, because that's obviously too much. Too much damage. Too much radiation. But taken appropriately and correctly, the sun is very vital. It is very nourishing. It actually helps to produce, as we've talked about, vitamin D, a complex compound of hormones and other things. It's not just one thing. Now I'm having to deal with a little less sun in the winter than I'm used to, and if there's a sunny day, I'd like to try and get outside, even if it's cool out, to, you know, get some exposure. It's harder to take your shirt off when it's really cold, but, you know, get a little sun exposure every day. So it's a fascinating opening story for hour two, because the headline reads this: how sun tanning both increases and reduces your chance of dying from melanoma. Now, I scratch in my head a little bit more on this initially than I would with the oxymoron of what was it? Wellness toxicity? Was that or toxic wellness? It was toxic wellness, I think. And here we have an argument that's saying that sun tanning increases your risk and reduces your risk of dying from melanoma.
I love this. I love this story. Yeah. You know, it's like they went from saying it's going to kill you, and then we kept saying, you guys are full of baloney,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
To now they're just kind of like, all right, fine. That Robert Scott Bell, he just, you know, keeps harassing us and stuff like that. So fine. Okay. It can kill you and not kill you at the same time.
Right.
Right?
You know, and they're worried about us confusing people, right? like mixed messages. Like, don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell show. He's going to just confuse you. You just pay attention to what your doctor and your dietitian says. But, you know, how many times have we talked to Dr. Bitar about melanoma? And he said, you know, that he's seen the melanomas that are presented to him. In fact, they're in areas where there is no sunlight exposure at all. No sunlight exposure at all. I'm just so annoyed with my son right now. He's trying to distract me, and he's successful temporarily. Go out into the moon. Get out of here, kid. He's like, he was bothering me before the show. Now he's like getting a rise. He's like, I got dad now. I'm not looking. All right. I've turned my head. I'm not looking. So the sunshine being the cause of it, how do you explain melanoma in places where the sun don't shine? And it's sort of part of this article, interestingly enough, because they say two people diagnosed with melanoma, Sarah Sunburn, that's the name, an adamant sun worshipper, and Paula Pale All the Time, a fanatical sun avoider. Who is more likely to die of the disease? The surprise answer is those who aren't exposed to the sun. That makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense to those who believe that the sun is the cause of your cancer. And their argument here, they're trying to say that because more people are getting melanoma from the sun than are getting melanoma not from the sun. So there's a bigger pool from sun worshippers than there is a bigger pool from those afraid of the sun. And less of those percentage-wise people who have... It is so confusing as I'm saying it, I'm trying to not confuse myself. But because there are more people that supposedly aren't afraid of the sun getting melanoma but not dying from it, than there are afraid of the sun getting melanoma and dying from it, that must mean the sun is helpful. Now, it's tortured logic, just a bit, and you're probably scratching your head going, don't even try, Robert. Let it go. But I will come to this conclusion. If the sun were the cause of cancer, everybody in the equatorial regions around planet Earth would be dying of skin cancer melanomas because they're exposed to it year-round. They can't hide from it. They're outdoors a lot of the time. And the fact is those in the northern hemisphere further from the sun, less exposure to the sun, are more likely to have cancers, whether it be melanoma or, in the case of those of the African-American persuasion, as they're called, higher incidences of breast cancer because they're not getting enough sun exposure. But the sun, my point is, the sun prevents cancer, doesn't cause it, when you get it in the proper amounts. Now, what is the proper amount if you live in equatorial regions around the world? And if you do, and your ancestry has always been there, guess what? You have a lot more pigment. That's why the skin is darker. It allows you to be exposed to the sun for a lot longer period of time. But those people who are very pale and light and completely avoid the sun are also in for a rude awakening, as we see with melanomas in those people who are hiding from the sun. And again, vitamin D, very essential, but it's not one thing. And it's not one thing you can just take as a supplement because most of the supplements are synthetic. They're not comprehensive unless you're getting it from food sources, genuine food sources, to up your vitamin D. Still a lot of controversy on the vitamin D issue, but it's not part of my high-level urgent equation, vitamin D supplementation. Sun exposure would be better. Super Don, now that I've thoroughly confused you and everybody else on this subject, on this story... Because it is. It's hard to communicate what they're trying to say in this story. Like, yeah, I read it, I'm going, I have to read that again. What are they saying? What are they trying to say? They still want you to be afraid of the sun, even though apparently you're less likely to die from melanoma if you're exposed to the sun? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think it's funny because in the headline, they say, a mystery solved. And I'm reading this, and I'm going, you haven't solved anything.
No, I don't.
What are you talking about? A mystery solved. You know, when the conclusion is... Sun exposure makes people both more and less likely to die of melanoma. You haven't solved anything. Mm-hmm. All you've done is confuse people.
Well, they're the ones
at this point.
Us. Yeah,
apparently.
And so, they're one of their things is they're saying, well, it's a conditional probability, whatever their conclusion is, because people who go out in the sun see dermatologists more frequently.
Really? Yeah, and this is great. I just zeroed in on that. So
where
it's
is
like
that?
Okay. So here's how it helps you. It saves you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if you go out in the sun, it's going and then you go see dermatologists, the dermatologists are going to find the melanomas that might have gone there otherwise undetected, and so then you're not going to die from cancer. That what?
Well, but you know,
seriously?
What about those super white people? right? I mean, really white people that,
they're
not afraid. They don't go to dermatologists. I bet they go to them more often than people.
Listen, tell me if I'm close on this. I'm trying to find an analogy that's just as ridiculous as this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really? You go out in the sun more, that means you're going to see dermatologists more, which means they're going to find the melanomas, which means you're not going to die of cancer. That would be like saying smoking cigarettes can cause cancer, but also prevent cancer, because people that smoke cigarettes go and see the doctors and get chest x-rays more, which means they will find the cancers early, and then you won't die from the cancer. So cigarettes prevent cancer.
That's a quick analogy there, Super D. I am impressed. But
right?
There is a bottom line to this story, according to this article at Forbes. In Forbes, we got two articles from Forbes today, interestingly enough. They say the bottom line is this. It's bad news that sun exposure reduces melanoma death rates. It's bad news that sun exposure reduces melanoma death rates. Really? Because why? Because then they go with sun exposure kills. The sun is deadly. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Now, who's giving you bad information?
Who is this nutball?
Who's giving you bad advice? Sun exposure kills. No, sun exposure prevents cancer, done right. Melanoma kills. Well, maybe, but melanoma treatment can often result in death. I know that melanoma can spread and cause other problems, but that's due to a lack of selenium in the system, a lack of chromium, once again, and critical to all of this, silica, the key mineral for connective tissue. If you want to retard the spread of any cancer, make it very difficult for metastasis, you get adequate sun exposure, but also adequate consumption of silicon-containing or silicon-rich foods, or 100% whole food form of silica that we get from Alta Health Products, Alta Silica. You can get that from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, by the way. Jonathan, go to ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. A conclusion like this, sun exposure kills. I mean, is this not fear-mongering? This is not good advice. And they're the official story, right? Forbes, the official story. Dietitians, the official story. Liam Sheff, your gift of that book, The Official Stories, very, very important even today, folks. It's another recommendation for the Christmas season. If you're going to buy something, get some Whole Tones Christmas. Get some CBD. We're going to talk with Stuart Tomp how you can do that. Get some advanced arnica and put it in the stocking. And don't trip on the fireplace while you're doing this, folks, because we don't need more Christmas time injuries. And the missing link is also something that will activate. Along with Echo Water. You know, all the things we do here prevent cancer. They can't say it. I can't, because I don't sell any of it. The moment you sell something, you have lost your freedom of speech. I wonder what the creator says about that. You're doing it wrong. You believe government is your creator. Not here, though. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. CBD, after the farm bill, what's the world going to look like here in the United States?
Well, live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here. Holiday season is upon us. Good friends are reunioning. And one of my bestest, along with Super Don, the birthday boy from yesterday, is Stuart Topp from CV Sciences. My brother, Stuart, how are you?
Happy holidays, my brother, and belated birthday to Don. I'm not on social media. I always say that, so that's why I find out about people's birthdays the day after.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure, because I just received a nice Plus CBD Oil t-shirt and hat, and I want to make sure that CV Sciences is sending some to Super Don, because he's a big advocate of CV Sciences as anybody
yeah.
out there.
We're going to get you a hat. I already asked him if he needs some more product. And
okay.
So yes. Got to stay tight with Super Don. We love you, brother.
That's right.
Thank you.
So, folks, I don't know that Trump has actually signed the farm bill yet, but I think it's inevitable. I don't think there's a controversy about whether he's going to sign it. It would be obviously big in the news. But the question is what happens afterwards. And, Stuart, you sent us an article a couple of weeks back. It was about Canada. And I found this interesting because Canada is a signatory to the 1961 treaty saying marijuana is basically a banned substance in everybody that signed on. They didn't withdraw from the treaty, but somehow they're just going to deal with the contradiction.
Yes, and that's why I was so excited to come on to the show tonight and give everybody an update. There is much, much, much more to the story. There was a meeting in Vienna where the descheduling from this treaty was supposed to occur. Now, the botanical cannabis was scheduled under the 1961 Single Narcotic Treaty Convention, but THC in all of its isomers was then additionally locked down with the 1971 treaty. And so we were invited, CV Sciences was invited through the U.S. Hemp Roundtable and all these people that we know, who wants to go to Vienna to be there when they deschedule cannabis from these treaties. Now, we decided, hey, that sounds like a fun thing to do, but we're busy building our business, so we don't have time to do that. I believe somebody from one of the other big hemp companies went there. And can you only imagine how disappointing it would be to fly to Vienna, to be standing waiting for the WHO to deschedule cannabis, and to stand there and find out in the 13th hour that it was punted, it was blocked by some deep political forces way outside the left field that nobody could have predicted. This adds drama to the story, makes it even more interesting, doesn't it?
Oh, sure it does. You know, it's just like we've seen the forces within the United States, the deep political, economic, pharmaceutical, others that you know, have plotted against this plant, and many other economic entities or trade groups, if you will, still playing it out, but on a global scale in Vienna. That's fascinating, the backstory.
And so let's get a little bit more specific on what happened. So they were there to do a couple of things. They were going to take a look at the scheduling, and I'm going from memory right now, but I believe tramadol, one of the drugs that has medical application. However, if it is scheduled, it can't be shipped around the globe. So this is interesting. They were weighing the risk-reward benefit of descheduling a drug that may have abuse potential, weighing its medical use. You see where I'm going with this? So that was a very interesting thing. They decided to allow these two particular medications, tramadol is one, I don't remember the other, these two medications to not be scheduled, so they can be traded globally. Then when it came to the 1961 and 1971 for botanical cannabis and THC, they punted, and in the 13th hour, there was a block, a giant political block from the Russians and the Chinese. The Russians and the Chinese. Would you have predicted that, Robert?
Yeah, you know, knowing what I know about cannabis now, some of the things we've talked about, particularly in mind control, the thing Mishulam was the most amazing thing for me, that when you have cannabis accessible and you get the endocannabinoid system is fulfilled, if you will, that you're less likely to be easily programmable. Anybody who is an autocrat or a totalitarian, anybody who wants total control does not want cannabis allowed freely among the population. You follow me on my logic?
Yes, and I went right there, and that's why I couldn't wait to get onto your show, because it's the only place that I know where we can go and have this kind of a conversation. Because let's face it, Canada, the United States, Mexico, Central South America, we've all signed off on the risk-reward benefit of medicinal cannabis in relationship to, and hemp, in relationship to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that are dangerous and deadly that we overuse, relative to the benzodiazepines and all those type of drugs that are the GABA agonists that we use for anxiety. We overuse those. And then clearly we all know about the opioid epidemic.
Sure.
Russians.
Stand by. The Russians. That's a good place. We got to take a break here. I know the bumper music. Here it is. We're on the break. Stuart Tomp, CB Sciences is with us, plus CBD oil. We're talking globalism and cannabis. Next.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
All sides seem to be talking regarding a funding bill that would fund the government and stop a partial government shutdown. Although Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News There's one thing people seem to forget when we have all this talk about shutdowns.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down, because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential. We keep paying them.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to FBI agents about contact he had with top Russian officials. Now, that was delayed for 90 days. Meanwhile, stocks were in positive territory today, with the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 23,676. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go. Talking with Stuart Thompson, TV Sciences. Big, big stuff changing in 2018 on the cusp of 2019. Canada fully legalizing cannabis in violation of the 61 and 71 reference points of the treaties through the United Nations, World Health Organization, all of these globalist non-governmental organizations that seem to run roughshod over national sovereignty. And here in the United States, of course, the hemp farm, the farm bill related to hemp, making that another realm of as possibility or reality in terms of economics and farmers and other things we're going to get to momentarily. But, Stuart, you were talking about the Russians and the Chinese putting the kibosh on descheduling, if you will, on a global scale by the treaty. They said, no, we're not allowing that. And then they punted it for, what, another meeting, another year? I don't know. But you want to relate to our radio audience as well. What do you perceive the reason is for that?
Well, I think it's multifactorial, and it's an excellent point that anything that can help liberate us from our attachments. Think about what I said. Anything that can help liberate us from our attachments might not necessarily be the thing that governments want available. And that was the argument against cannabis in the late 1960s and early 1970s. But we have become so medicated and so stressed out that, again, we look at the risk-reward benefits and they make medical and societal sense. The Russians and the Chinese, they don't like that idea at all of that personal empowerment. And I think they are also very curious, and I believe they're right here, to find out where that high-octane THC stuff being available for everyone 18 or 21 or older, how will that play out? That's why I really love the hemp conversation. I'm not judging people that use medical cannabis unless they're doing it appropriately, but let's face it, it's 8% of the people develop cannabis abuse or overuse disorder. That's a fact. And the hemp products give you almost all of the benefits without the side effects. And that's why this hemp farming bill, the next step, I believe, will be very close scrutiny, Robert, on what's being sold as hemp oil. Do you know how many marijuana products are in the market masquerading as hemp? And now when this farm bill gets signed and we have a true definition of what hemp is, we'll have much clearer delineation in the market. And I think that will be good for consumers.
Stuart, are you saying that a lot of what's called marijuana, which is still cannabis, but with the THC, it's being processed, the processing the THC out and selling CBD as if it's from hemp, which would be covered differently than the THC-containing cousin, as they call it, marijuana?
Yes, and I think that because it's been a gray, new developing area, people often say this. How many times have you heard people say this? It's hemp if it's 0.3% THC by the dry weight leaf. You keep hearing, oh, it's such a small amount. If it grows at 0.3% THC and then you up concentrate it 20 times when you make that gold oil, what happened to that 0.3% THC? Now it's like 3% THC, right?
You'd think.
That'll get you high. That's a marijuana product. See, what we know now that this farm bill is going to pass and people will pay close attention, we grow hemp seeds and the DNA is different. The gene in the true hemp varietal is a THCA synthase gene, and it is rate limited on how much THC it can produce. Most people have no idea that when you eat hemp seeds and hemp seed oil, you know, from Manitoba Harvest or Nutiva, that what we're doing is extracting that same plant where our competitors and many others are growing something like AC/DC or Ringo's Gift or Tsunami Sue, or Charlotte's Web. Those aren't hemp strains. Those are marijuana strains. As opposed to the fiber hemp strains, we grow Fedora and Futura. So eventually, in the not-so-distant future, it will be imperative that you delineate what kind of seeds you're planting in the ground with DNA proof, as opposed to growing cannabis, removing THC, and selling it as hemp oil. There's another issue. If you grow it as cannabis, even if it's low THC cannabis, the terpenes, you know, those scent molecules, they're absolutely different. The scent molecules in marijuana are different and they have different effects. They can make you very rubbery and sleepy, where the CO2 extracted hemp product, if you notice, they taste like black pepper, don't they?
Right.
That's because it has beta caryophyllene. So the palate is wood. If you taste a high myrcene cannabis extract, it smells and tastes like a skunky, funky kind of aromatic thing. Not like wood. It's all those other scent compounds that also make people feel the effects of the cannabinoids. So my point is, now that we're diving even deeper, there will be a swim lane between marijuana and hemp. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, again, the distinction hasn't been clear, honestly, in this, it's been a wild time in the last few years before this with the signing of the original, I think, the 2014 hemp information within the Farm Bill then. But if this is happening, I mean, I would assume that the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is very engaged in discussion with everybody that's participating that may not be knowledgeable yet or may be providing the wrong form.
Not yet. No. This is where everything on this show, this is where the one place where I can come and be a total futurist. So if you want to know the bleeding edge of Stevie Sense, follow this show. Because what I'm telling you is where it's going to go. Right now, a lot of people are growing marijuana, filtering out the THC, and they're like, I'm in the CBD hemp business. No, you're not, you knucklehead. And it's going to get real clear real soon. So my hope is that will be the rate-limiting factor for all of this. We call it the seed rule. Remember when Josh Hendricks used to talk about that, the seed rule?
Yes, yes.
Who's your mama? I used to say that. Who's your mama? Who's your daddy? Like, if it's a true hemp seed with hemp genetics, that's not a cloned marijuana plant that's grown in a pot and taken outside. So now that the adults are coming in, the lights are coming on, we'll have a very clear differentiation. And I want to go back to what I said about those other compounds. You know, this is getting to be a little bit nerve-wracking. If you were to take 50 different CBD companies, and there's over 1,000 now. Did you know there's 1,000?
No, I had no. I kind of imagined there'd be hundreds, but wow, that's stunning.
There's 1,000. So let's say you took 10 different CBD companies, and they said, this here soft gel will give you 10 milligrams of CBD and varying amounts of the other stuff. That other stuff varies so wildly that some of those products might make you feel elevated, and some of those products might make you feel sedated. And they're both labeled hemp CBD 10 milligrams. But not knowing the composition of the other cofactors in there keeps the consumer in the blind. Now, if you're a young, healthy person, and you take some cannabis with a lot of myrcene and it makes you giggly and sleepy, we call it couch lock, indica. That's totally different than some middle-aged woman who's dealing with anxiety and stress that wants something that's going to help make her feel grounded and reduce inflammation, which is really driving some of these issues as well, and not feel that lethargic, heady feeling. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. It's becoming clearer by the moment that you're on with us. I didn't realize how forward we were going today, quite honestly, because, as we said, it hasn't been implemented, it hasn't been signed by the president yet, although it's anticipated that it will be. But you're painting a picture that is so far afield of where any discussion has taken place, to my awareness, that I just feel like we're privileged to get some insight here well ahead of the game.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? Let's pretend you're the government. Everybody listening, you're the government. And we come in, we say, we want to grow hemp. We're hemp farmers. Here's a lot of money. We have a lot of money. We're going to help you make America great again, raise a bunch of taxes. But you're nervous. You want to make sure we're not growing marijuana, filtering out the THC, and then having to dispose of it somewhere, right? You don't want there to be a 55-gallon drum of THC sitting around. So what if we said, here's a seed that when we plant it, it grows CBD with low to no THC, and it can never produce more because it's a seedless watermelon. Don't you think the government likes the sound of that?
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating delineation, once again, that hasn't been discussed overtly or openly, certainly anywhere in the media that I'm aware of. And even reading, you know, the journals that are out there in the economics, the business of hemp, I don't know that they're relating it in this way. Of course, CV Sciences, I got to give you guys props because you've been seeing this future and you've been, you know, taking the steps to validate the DNA uniqueness, the difference, to show GRAS status, self-recognition that's never been done before. Things like, I don't know of those 100 or 1,000 companies you say are out there, if anybody is doing this.
Well, there are a couple that are trying. I mean, we had an advantage because we had understanding of the regulatory hurdles with FDA. We knew that when the DEA was totally out of the way, which is what the Farm Bill is all about, that we would have to argue that it's a botanical extract like echinacea. So that's why we joined the American Herbal Products Association and the American Botanical Council and the American Herbal Pharmacopoeia. And, you know, I'm knee-deep in all that. That's just when I first met you with the oregano. I mean, I am an herbal extract, you know. I'm a veteran in that space. And I just looked at this like any other. I remember, do you remember this? When we first were selling at North American Urban Spice, we had an oil of oregano and St. John's wort. You remember this early on?
I do. That goes way back.
Way back, and it was real thick and sticky because we were CO2 extracting St. John's wort at KD Pharma in Germany all those years ago. So I knew that we would have hemp paste one day, cannabis paste, filled with all this neat stuff that we could make all these products from. Where our competition, they're really cool, but they were marijuana farmers. Let's face it, right? Yeah. Charlotte's Web was the and they're my friends.
Sure.
But that's a different product than an agricultural hemp product, right?
Mm.
Now, they're arguing it's the same thing. Okay, fine. It's all word games and semantics. But if the seed is not a hemp seed, in our opinion, then by default, it's a marijuana product. You see where I'm going with this? Now,
well, and
not
and
everyone is going to agree immediately.
No, and there's going to be some battles fought over this issue. But I think what the path you're taking is going to ensure the place for it in the market, because the risk, of course,
yes,
we're all concerned about is that one day they're going to come and take it away. And you're doing
right,
everything in your power to not let that happen.
Which is why I come on your show and I say, hey, if you want to grow that other stuff and you're in a state where you can do it or go buy those other, great, that's fine too. But it's a different product, different market, different customer. And those three swim lanes, now GW Pharma has an approved CBD product. We can get ACDC, we can get CBD from Plus CBD Oil in a health food store.
Yeah, well, I encourage everybody to do that. Go out to your local health food store. We've got some folks that are listening that retail it right now. If you can't get it locally, you can go to PlusCBDOil.com, enter the code RSB15, get you 15% off. But, man, this is the stuff. Get it. It's right. This is what I get. It's valid. Every time I take it, I know what I'm getting and I know what I'm giving. And I appreciate that so much from you, Stuart Tomp and CB Sciences.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm just looking at the show notes, Super Don, and I just noticed you embedded that video in response to that question of the day we did in first hour about CBD, yeah. THC, cancer, that kind of thing. Because I remember, do you remember, I interviewed a medical doctor who spoke at that show. We had never met, and he was a bit trepidatious about being on the air with me. And, you know, he was very allopathic, yet he used cannabis. And, you know, I was trying to find points of commonality. I thought it was one of the more awkward interviews. If my memory serves correctly, it was still a good interview, but you could tell it was like, I don't know if I fit here. But, you know, he was game, and he joined us. So y'all can check that out when we did the Cancer Prevention Convention. I think it was, or it might have been the My Compassion event, in fact, in Detroit. I think that's when it was. But, of course, Theta Living was there right behind me. That's why that was there. Yeah.
Indeed.
Also, again, we have the, I'm looking at all of the banners you got up. We've got the code RSB20 for the Michael Tyrell Whole Tones, including Whole Tones Christmas. But even after Christmas, there's a whole bunch of Whole Tones to sleep, everything that you can get for 20% off with the code RSB20. I mentioned, obviously, CV Sciences plus CBD oil. There are ways to shop at the Health Ranger store. Are they calling it the Health Ranger store, Super Don? I never remember.
Yeah.
The Health Ranger store. There's organic hemp juvenate that's like a supplemental powder.
It's a hemp protein,
Hemp protein, right? And so Advanced Medicine Conference coming up Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena. There's a lot of things that are up and coming. I want you to go to the show notes. Sign up for email alerts because... Super Don's going to be sending a few of them out, and it gives you things that empower you but also help us to continue with our mission of bringing that power to heal back to you where it belongs.
Well said. Well said. Yes.
Now, everybody likes a good muffin or a pastry, right? But apparently there's no resisting the pastries if you don't get a good night's rest. That's it, you know. And, you know, this is true, too, of the thing about the Christmas goodies, right? Sleep in, sleep well, don't get up so early, and you'll be more constrained in your selection of what food you want to put in your body, right? If it's a treat, remember the chromium, 100% whole food GTF chromium as well, because it's not going to likely be in the actual treat that you're eating. So you want to add that into the mix. But this study actually showed that sleep deprivation leads to poor food choices because at least they thought it was hormonal dysregulation at first, but now they're saying it might not be hormonal dysregulation. There might be something else going on, Super Don. Do you know what this is? A lack of coffee, perhaps?
You know, pastries go good with coffee, right? But, yeah, you know, and they actually mention ghrelin, which is one of those things.
Leptin.
That's ghrelin. Right. You know, the hunger hormone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I know is also tied into, and there's a relationship to that between that and the hydrogen water, right? I've heard Paul talk about that.
Yeah, they have satiation.
No.
In this case, though, they finally conclude that there's different activity levels between the amygdala.
A neural mechanism is what they're saying here, yes.
The amygdala and the hypothalamus connection is somehow disrupted when you don't sleep well. Why should we be surprised, right? All kinds of crazy stuff happen when you don't get enough sleep. And Super Don, you're probably not getting much sleep with the grandkids rolling on you in the mornings. Are they waking you up early still?
No, you know what? I can't complain about the sleep situation. If I am losing sleep, it's not because of them.
Okay.
It's because there was a good movie on the night before. But I don't know. It's like for me, I suppose I can remember when I would be working, because I worked a lot of late nights in some of the jobs that I had. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can remember, you know, it's like in the morning, just grab something quick. Although I've never really been a big pastry person or junk food person, especially in the morning.
Right.
I'd rather have like breakfast in the morning, right?
Well, in my hypoglycemic days, dude, give me the pastry. Give me the cheese Danish. Give me the little Debbie snack cakes, right? I grew up
for breakfast.
Those things. Dude, anytime, man.
Really?
I was pharmaceutically grown. I ate food from the grocer's freezer. The
morning Twinkie, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. Huh? You know, you wouldn't recognize me. So in reality, the transformation by replenishing the minerals that were lost, that plays a big role. But to the point of this article, Super Don, even if you are fully ripe with all the minerals, if you don't get enough sleep, there are other kinds of neurological interfaces that are going to be corrupted, gut-brain related, and you may end up making bad choices about what you put into your body.
So get your sleep. Moral of the story, get your sleep.
Yes, so we'll see what we can do to do that. I don't know what's going on tomorrow. It's Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside the Box Wednesday.
Man,
hey, you know we're talking about tomorrow? I got a little sneak peek. We're going to be talking about the top 10 conspiracy theories that the media tried to pull the wool over your eyes about with Ty Bollinger.
Yep. They will not be successful when we get done with it. Folks, thanks for being here. Thanks to Stuart Topp. Thanks to all of y'all, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.